Hi, it's Gloria.
Hi, Gloria.
Hey, Robin.
Hi, Gloria.
Robin. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Gloria. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Helma.
Hey.
We sound like the Waltons, except for we're saying hello, not good night.
We could do good night.
Yeah, we could.
I'd like to after shoveling all day.
Oh, gosh. Why do you have to shovel? Don't a lot of people work for you?
Yeah, but it's part of my job. My job is multifaceted.
Holy mackerel.
Plus, I have a boatload of snow at my house that I take care of. A ton.
Yeah, I know. It's like, wow.
Ton.
Yeah,
okay. It is 6 o'clock. So I am going to, we're going to get started. Meeting's being recorded. I am going to call to order the Town of Peace Select Board meeting, virtual meeting. This is February 2nd, 2021, Groundhog Day. Welcome, everybody. First item on the agenda is the identification of callers. So I will go through roll call. Myself, Robin Provost Carlson, I am here. We have Gloria.
I'm here.
Brian.
Here.
Helma.
I'm here.
Helma's here. We have Pat McGann.
Here and recording.
She's here. Okay, Sue Lively.
Here.
Bob Gruen. Bob's here. Let's see, Betsy Kovac.
Not recording.
Oh. Hi, Bob.
Here, not recording.
Pam Fear Porter.
Yep, not recording.
Margaret Freeman.
Yes, I'm here.
Mary Holland, maybe.
Yes, I'm here, not recording.
And that might be it. Am I missing anybody? Okay, great. Thank you. And welcome. So the next item is reviewing the agenda. Gloria, do you have any agenda items to add, change?
I don't.
Brian, how about you?
I attended the Council of Governments quarterly meeting. It was the budget meeting. So I could just say a couple words about that. And also, Punxsutawney Phil did, in fact, see his shadow. So it was on the news this morning.
Yay. Hooray. Okay. And so the item I have, I think, Brian, do we need to do a vote? Did I see that or understand that from reading some of the emails that we have to do a regionalization grant vote? Does that still have to happen?
We should affirm that the select board agrees with pursuing this grant.
Okay. So I've got that under, what?
Also, we got the bid in for community hall installation. We haven't received it yet, but Andrea sent out a note that she had received 2 bids.
Okay, so we can talk about that under green communities, and I'll add the regionalization grant vote under other business as well. And anything else, Helma?
No, don't believe so.
Okay. Very good. The next item, so we do have an appointment with the Finance Committee today. That is at 6:15. We have another appointment at 7:30, so I'm going to watch the clock. The next item on the agenda is public comment. Because we have a 6:15 appointment, I'm going to ask that people try to keep their comments to 2 minutes and under. I also want to remind everybody, including the Select Board, that we have a public attendance and public comment period policy. It's on the Select Board page. And this is a friendly reminder for everybody to review that, especially if you're someone who makes a lot of public comments, just and the board as well, just kind of a reminder, a refresher, even myself, that we do have some rules. We're going to all try to follow them. And I am going to do my best to try to remember to maintain and uphold those rules during the public comment period. So if I feel that we're kind of veering away from the rules we all agreed on, I'm going to try to nicely get us back on track. So if people in their free time at some point, if they could take a look at those, that would be great, just as a refresher. So we have three people that asked to take part in public comment. Mary Holen, I think you were one of those. Do you still want to, do you have a comment?
I do.
Go ahead.
I had, of course, I'm assuming you got my letters to the Board of Selectmen, mostly in regards to the move from the center to the new school, and in regards to the increase in taxes and the burden it does bear on its citizens. Many people know I have voiced my opinion several years ago that I actually encouraged such a move. And I had a vision that is unfolding, which may seem absolutely wonderful, but in the reality we are now facing with COVID-19, the reality has changed from 2 years ago, completely locally, nationally, even globally, obviously, and civil unrest is a sign of the economic downturn that COVID-19 is going to progressively create in every way. So that being said, I believe that many people have died. That's a terrible tragedy, but jobs also have died. Businesses have died, and many businesses have reduced and have been made smaller. Right now, what we have is called a floating economy. And this is basically created by stockhold companies that pay media to ignore the facts with what the economy is. So it's actually a lot worse. Just like in 2007, there was many signs before it actually hit the stock market. For example, on Main Street in Greenfield, there are many leased spaces opened. My hairdresser is currently taking out a loan just to pay her lease. If she was not able to get that government loan, she will have to move her business from her home. And I think we have to understand where we are at. I know that economically that many people had run to the hills this last year. Those people that had money no longer have that extra money. So increasing in taxes, though there's not many houses for sale, does not mean there's a flood of money going around locally. There is no sign of that. So basically, my next part is I'm just going to ask four basic questions and I will make no other further comment. So is there any evidence of people wanting to lease small spaces long term, including Sawyer Hall and APDI? And I'm talking long term, 1, 2, 3, or 5 years. Okay. Obviously, there could be people like Jonathan that rent 2 or 3 months at a time certain spaces. And I know of this school that rents there, but they had never had large numbers from what I know. Maybe those numbers have increased with COVID. But again, when those schools open next year, I can only imagine parents will be happy to return to a different state or back to how it was. Is there any evidence that the current leasers are going to be there 6 months, 8 months, or 12 months from now? The next question is there a comprehension of the increase of taxes we had from the broadband that it's hard for the people in this town to absorb any more increase in taxes that this move will create? Obviously, the last meeting I did hear about the issue of keys and post office move. I can only imagine that could cost thousands of dollars to make that key boxes accessible 24/7 at the new school or at the old school. And are you aware that, and the last question is basically, what are the comprehensive costs that it will take to move there, including these boxes, a totality of the cost, and what would it cost if a year or 2 years from now we realize that there's nobody leasing, what would be the cost to have to move back to the center of town? All right, that's the end of my questions.
Thanks, Mary.
I mute that.
So the next person for public comment that requested time was Doug Mason. Doug, are you still interested? I think you're muted, Doug.
I'm unmuted. Actually, I don't think there is going to be. I think the idea to get rid of the post office. I think that the person that wanted to do that understands now that it doesn't cost the town money. I don't really need to talk. I would like to hear Mary's questions answered, though. Instead of having us all just say something, I'd give up my time to hear some answers about the costs of moving to the school and why we think we need to do that now.
So right now we're going to keep going through the public comment, and we do have a section tonight to discuss the building use. So perhaps at that time we'll go over and talk about some of those questions. And I know that we have, as Mary said, we do have her email, and we'll be going through emails tonight and making a decision as to which items we will put on the agenda as well. So I think that we will be looking at some of those questions. Did you still want to talk, Doug, about anything else?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'll just look forward to hearing that.
Okay. Thanks, Doug. So next, Pam Porter. Pam asked to speak.
Thank you. So last night, the Building Use Committee met, and we approved a calendar that will help us track all the rooms at 18 Jacobs Road and the two buildings, the Community Hall and Jacobs Road separately. It's one that Pat has been researching. We can put a link to it on our webpage that would allow anyone to look and see what the availability is. We voted that we would like to use that calendar. The cost is $120 a year, so we wanted to try it for a year. And so what I would like to ask is if you would approve up to $120 to be taken from the Jacobs Road revolving fund to cover the cost of that calendar. Ultimately, we probably won't take the whole thing from there, but if you approve up to $120, we're covered. And the reason we need to get a vote tonight is that the sample that Pat has is only good until the 7th of February. And so we need to purchase it this week.
Okay, I will add that discussion in to the meeting under other business.
Okay.
Do you have more, Pam?
That's it. We just need that vote in order to be able to purchase that calendar. If you could move it and vote it right now, you'd be done.
I want to continue and get the rest of the public comment done.
Okay.
Thanks. Are there other folks? So those are the three people that requested time. Is there anybody else that's here that would like to speak? You might have to holler out. I see the people who have videos on, a lot of them are frozen, so you may have to holler. Okay. Thank you to those of you who had a comment. I'm going to assume we're all set. Next is the review of the minutes. You do have two sets of minutes, Select Board virtual meeting, January 19th. So that's the first one. Brian, did you have a chance to look at those? Gloria sent those
today. Yes, I did.
Okay. Do you have any changes, comments?
Nothing significant.
Okay. I didn't really catch anything either. I thought it was good, Gloria. Did you catch anything after you did them?
No, I actually read them three times, so I caught them the last two times.
Okay. So if you don't have anything, Brian, we can take a motion to accept the minutes as written.
I move that we accept the minutes of January 19th as submitted.
And I'll second that. Go ahead. Sorry. No, sorry. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. Great, thank you. So that's the first set, and then we have the ones Hilma did. So Select Board virtual meeting, January 26th, right? Yes, January 26th. Brian, do you have anything on those?
Under the Hallamont Heath regionalization, on the second paragraph, it says the current responses to regionalization are that Holly, I would say, is eager to move forward.
Okay.
I don't really have anything else.
Gloria?
I have a few things. First, I want to say, Hilma, thank you for doing the minutes all the time because, boy, it is a big deal.
You're welcome.
And, okay, so under building maintenance, Jacobs Road boiler repair, White Heating has submitted a quote of $2,755 to complete the necessary work. COVID-19 concerns, second sentence, just needs a period after after phone service. Further down, almost towards the end of the paragraph, it says contact has been made with a Clarker communications technician who stated that the phones would need a second power line. I just wanted to add in phones at 18 Jacobs Road because we'd previously been talking about Sawyer Road and I just thought it was a little bit confusing for people.
I also think that was power source, not line. I think it's power over internet power supply that they need. Or power over Ethernet, I'm sorry.
At the end of that paragraph, the last sentence, you'll speak with Tim and have him make another attempt at getting the phones. Just the word at. And under the last sentence of Hallamont Heath regionalization, thank you was extended to Ken Rock for alerting the committee members to this grant possibility. I actually thought it was Brian that alerted to us, but Ken helped him somehow. Am I wrong?
I called Ken to ask him about helping out on this regionalization, the restarting.
Oh, okay.
And then he was the one that made
okay,
me aware
great.
It was available. So he was
the one. Oh, cool. Okay, so we'll just leave it. Thanks for clarifying that. Budget discussion further down. Just Finance Committee to discuss ideas that they have for building. Anyway, under minimum wage, it just seems a little confusing to me for people reading this from afar. On the second sentence, there are two employee positions that are paid at I want you to add the words the old minimum wage. Under broadband borrowing, the sentence that starts with, it was agreed that the Municipal Plant Advisory Committee, I just wanted to add, and the MLP manager would be asked to join. Hard to recognize that those are two separate things when Sheila was always part of the advisory committee, but let's see. Under mail items, when it says Learning Hub volunteers, at the end of the sentence, it says, and those with appointments, I think we should maybe add, will be allowed into the building. And then the last little thing is senior center manager, the very last item under mail. It's really coordinator. I don't know if it matters, but and that's all I have.
And I'm glad you caught all mine, so I'm set.
Okay, I moved. Sorry, go ahead, Robin.
No, go ahead. I'll have a motion, please.
Okay, I move that we accept the minutes of January 26th as amended.
Second.
All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Ryan, aye.
Robin, aye. Thank you. All right. We are a couple minutes late here on our Finance Committee meeting. Finance Committee members here with us?
Yeah.
Hey, Ned.
We are.
All right. So just a reminder, making sure everybody's muted except for Select Board, Town Coordinator, and Finance Committee. All right. Welcome to our first official meeting. Moving forward with the budget. Hilma sent out the budget worksheet. Hopefully everybody had an opportunity to see that.
No.
FinCom, I know that you guys have met a couple times, and I think we, this or at least one time, and then just briefly tonight getting ready to come in here, I think that we, the Select Board, agreed last week that we would kind of let you kind of get started and let us know where you guys stand with the budget. And we can go from there, what your plan is.
Okay, thanks, Robin. Well, we have had a chance to look over the early entries into the spreadsheet, and some of them are increases over last year, but certainly not all of them. And if you sort of keep a informal tally of the minuses, which would be less than last year, versus the pluses, which would be more than last year, and if in addition you add a line to the debt service section, which includes the principal that we'll have to pay for broadband borrowing, even with short-term notes, I get roughly $30,000 more than last year. But that's very, very preliminary. I have questions about the cost of technology, which has been a major topic this past year for good reason, and I think progress has been made. It's not fully clear to me what the expenses for technology we can expect for fiscal 22. So I'm ready to and I think the other FinCom members are too, to look over the spreadsheet. I know that in a conversation at a earlier meeting, a suggestion was floated about the way in which Article 3 is presented at the annual town meeting. Might it be possible to combine lines so there'd be fewer lines? And we have, in fact, talked about that and sort of split up the lines. Each of us visiting.
Hold on a second, Ned.
Yeah.
Hold on one second, Ned. I'm sorry to interrupt you. We're getting some background noise, and I don't know if it's from you or somebody else. Just make sure everybody takes a look and make sure you're muted, please, other than FinCom. Go ahead, Ned. Sorry, I apologize.
So we've started that with some positive feedback from people we've talked with, department heads. But it's not clear to me that getting into the itty-bitty details of that at this time is so such a good use of our time. Is there another FinCom member who would like to contribute ideas to this evening's meeting?
No, I think you said it.
All right.
I think one of the things
for us, Ned.
Okay.
Alice?
I think
yes,
one of
Alice?
The things that we had talked about briefly at our last meeting was the potential of consolidating such things as stipend chairs with stipend members. I don't think it really matters. It's the same thing. It's a stipend. If you're going to do a COLA, you're going to do it to all. It doesn't really matter whether it's Dave or the treasurer just needs who's getting paid what. Doesn't matter if one's getting paid $50 or $100 more than the others. It's just who's getting paid out of what line. So that could right there take care of a significant number of duplicate, if you will, lines.
Okay. Ned, what is the plan for Finance Committee moving forward? What is your plan for what are your next steps?
Well, to kind of restate what we've done in previous years, it's to keep our eyes and ears open for possible changes to numbers which have been inserted in the spreadsheet, and maybe more importantly, numbers yet to come, such as the assessment from the school district, to listen to any possible hearing there might be for highway. We've frequently had a hearing with the with Jeff about that important chunk of the budget. Maybe there would be other hearings. We want to be present when questions about particular parts of the budget are
Gloria, do you have questions or anything for what Ned's gone over thus far?
No, I have questions for Hilma about what I'm looking at. Is it appropriate to ask those now, or should I wait?
Hang on. I'll just see if Brian has anything for Ned right now from what he said, and then we'll kind of open it up for general conversation.
Okay.
Brian, anything for Ned, what he's mentioned thus far?
I don't have anything at the moment.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, let's get into then what we received from Hilma. Go ahead, Gloria, you can start.
Hilma, I am assuming, and I could be wrong, but are these in the FY22 column, are those all budget requests you've received from town employees and from like outside entities?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Did any of the people, well, maybe not the outside entities because they never do, but do any of the town departments who requested increases or serious decreases, did they give any reasons on their budget request sheet?
Yes, some of them did, and I'm sorry I did not have time to prepare that to pass it on. I will do that.
I'm just thinking that some people need a budget hearing, it looks like, and some people probably don't, but like police, I would love to talk to John. And highway, just because I think that's a really good idea. Although, you know, Jeff does a really good job, but I still like to talk to them. But so that's all I want to know is what I was looking at exactly. So thank you.
I have a question. Go ahead,
Brian.
I was wondering if the column that says dollar change, is that what was on the annual town meeting warrant last year, or is it what we actually spent? I'm assuming that it was on last year's warrant.
It was what was approved last year. It's the dollar difference between the column that says final FY21 and the number in the column worksheet FY22.
Okay.
It's the difference between those two columns.
I know that it's always good to see what we actually spent versus what we're asking for
this year. Sent Dave an email because he had promised to send that to us because the July 14th one, I mean, for FY20 anyway, so we could see what was spent last year. Is that what you're talking about? Or are you talking about up to date so far this year?
Well, whatever up-to-date information we have on the actual expenditures for each one of these lines.
For this year?
That we had to, in some cases.
Give us the FY20 final reconciled budget thing because he told us the July 14th one wasn't correct, which I was pretty much knew. But we haven't seen it yet, though.
Okay, so that would be good information to have as we try to analyze the budget for next year.
So,
right, go ahead, Ned.
Well, I was just going to say, looking back a ways in the email, so Hilma did send the expense reports for a date very close to June 30 of last year. So they would. Not be perhaps the best record of what was actually spent, but they come pretty close, I think.
Well, only if those year-end transfers had been reconciled at that point.
David mentioned that they hadn't been.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's why I thought.
So we need a more up-to-date one.
Okay.
It'd be good for year-end. FY20 would be good. Because ultimately... Then you know what's been expended for a year. If you're looking at what's current, like I have a lot of education stuff that comes up, and if it's going to happen based on COVID, don't know. It's all going to happen in June. So you can look at my expense line and think you've got a lot of money, and I don't need to expend what I have, but I know my budget better than someone looking at it speculating what, oh, look at, she's only expended 40% of the budget. If you look at year end, at least you know, okay, transitionally, what's been expended out of it. Also,
Gloria, did Dave say when he was going to send these?
No.
He said
he was going to send them, and then I sent him an email because he didn't, so I haven't heard back. But that was recent, so.
I will contact him.
Thanks.
All right.
Perfect.
Yep. Hilma, when you have a chance, can you resend? I still have not, I couldn't, there was no attachment with the second stuff that you sent me. So I have not seen seen what everyone else was looking at.
Alice, I sent it to you when we were in the FinCom meeting.
Oh, okay. Let me look. Maybe it's, I haven't looked since then. Thank you.
So we started talking about, you know, budget hearings for some of these departments, and I think that we've always kind of agreed that the highway department, police, the fire department, we at least try to schedule those three in. And from looking at what we have thus far, everybody has responded. So I don't see why we can't go ahead and schedule those. I think we also agreed between select board and finance committee that we would try to have these meetings. And so I don't know if we want to go ahead and start, reason why we can't go ahead and get those scheduled in. Does that make sense, Ned?
It does make sense, yes.
Okay. Go ahead. Who is trying to talk?
This is Hilma. Treasurer had some different questions too, and I think it would be good to have a budget hearing with her.
Okay.
And
fine.
For technology, I don't think budget hearing is the right word. Maybe it's just the FinCom educating ourselves more about the current, what exactly has been done, what has. We also need to keep our eyes on the construction of drops to the various town buildings, because there was an article on last August's annual town meeting to transfer $5,906 from free cash to pay for the drops to these various buildings. And it's unlikely, I think, that invoices will have been received for all of those drops. So whatever it takes to carry over to the next year will be probably needed there.
Okay. I also have a question, and I'll just put it out now. It's kind of going to be talked about on different layers tonight, but I am curious, we're going to be going into a municipal light board meeting tonight, and there's different emails that the select board received about borrowing and the cost and everything. And I'm wondering, Ned, how much conversation finance committee is the finance committee kind of following all of these conversations as well? I know that you know, as a municipal, as an MLPAC member, or have been involved with that. Is that conversation that you're having with the FinCom as well?
Not so much, Robin, but a very important one for us to have. And at some point, it's going to be very important that we think about the optimal time for long-term borrowing.
So I guess then when we're talking about having these meetings, I think that one of the meetings that we should be scheduling is with the, in reference to the municipal light board cost, you know, with the budget and what's going to be required in our town budget for costs of that moving forward. So I think that's one of the items that we need to schedule a specific discussion about as well. Mm-hmm. And probably Sheila should be invited to that. So I don't know if we want to call it a hearing or whatever, but I think it's probably pretty close to that. I guess MLPAC, Municipal Light Board, which is us, and Sheila should be coming. So that's another one I'd like to see scheduled. And I know that information has come to the select board. I know Sheila has started to send budget information. So I think that mm-hmm. is something that I expect we'll be going over at the Municipal Light Board meeting this week, and then that's something that should be filtered on to the Select Board and Finance Committee. Any thoughts
Gloria, any comments on that?
No, I think you're absolutely correct. We really need to get a handle on cost of broadband and going to, into the future. I appreciate the stuff Ned put together with his conversations with the financial advisor and Melanie. That was pretty helpful. But I think we definitely need to keep an eye on that. And
Brian?
I guess I'm still sort of curious. Sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
About I guess we can talk about this at another time. Never mind.
Okay.
I'm thinking, speaking as I'm thinking, and I caught up with myself. I apologize.
All right. Brian, anything?
I agree with those comments, and I thought we'd get more into that when we MLB meeting later on when we're going over those figures.
Yeah, I think the only piece that I wanted to make sure that we keep, we've been really trying to, even though it doesn't always work, I'll admit, but we're really trying to separate the responsibilities of the Municipal Light Board and the Select Board, even though we're one and the same. So I just want to make sure that, that we remember that there's the Finance Committee as a whole, not all those members are on the MLPAC, so we got to make sure FinCom is involved in those conversations when it comes to the budget so that everybody's on the same page.
I agree.
Because at some point, we should be seeing more of a separation of this. So I want to make sure that the way we handle things, that we're handling them correctly now so it can continue that way when the Municipal Light Board becomes elected. Ned, is the Finance Committee, in the past, you had members that would reach out and have conversations with department heads, like we'll pick highway. Are you guys going to do that this year?
We haven't talked of doing that. Will has agreed to sort of be our means of communicating with the highway department.
Okay.
But we haven't.
Actually, Ned, it did come up the last meeting. We did pick, you were going to do the library, I believe. And Ken was going to do the fire and police departments. So we did make that decision, I think.
Ken did say he had already spoken with the police and fire.
Yeah, and that's quite true. We said that, but we were thinking of a conversation rather limited to the particulars of combining budget lines. To do it or not do it, and if you do it, how. A worthwhile conversation.
That's correct.
That we're going to continue, but clearly there are other budget issues that will be commanding our time in the weeks ahead.
Well, I think it's important to be consistent. So I mean, when we start talking about Will was going to talk with the highway, Ken was talking with and has already talked with the police chief and the fire chief, I don't think we can then say, well, certain departments will let you combine or we'll combine. I mean, if you're going to do it, we should be consistent in whatever we're doing. So I kind of was under the impression that I was handling office, Jan was we all had our little breakouts. I didn't assume that was just to say, do you want to consolidate or not? It was, this is what we're looking at doing. How is this going to change your budget, or is this going to change your budget if we do this?
Gloria, I have a question for the Finance Committee. Who's doing the schools?
We were doing town stuff. At this point, we were strictly looking at town stuff. We weren't looking at assessments.
Okay. I'm just thinking that
that's right.
It's really handy to go to those budget meetings so you find out what the background is. I mean, I don't know.
We have a finance.
Yeah, I was just curious if there was a point person.
We have a joint finance group of about 10. Ned and I run the last meeting. We have another one, I think, coming up a week from Thursday. And we're actually having the school people present to the finance committee people of that. So we're all on the same call.
Well, that's a Jackie Walsh thing, right?
Correct.
Okay, yes. Thanks.
No. So the reason I was asking FinCom, the reason I was asking that question was really to try to channel when we, you know, when, if you guys are having a meeting, and I'll pick on Will. So Will, if you are going to meet with Highway, is it beneficial for you to have those conversations mm-hmm. before the actual hearing that we're going to have? And the reason I'm just trying to figure out who we can maybe try to schedule for 2 weeks from now, or does it make sense for you to have those meetings after you hear what they say in their actual, in their hearing that they have with the Select Board and Finance Committee? That was really the only reason I was asking that. I was trying to kind of pinpoint how we can put the schedule together to get all these people in, how it works best for you guys.
I can meet with them afterwards.
Okay. It sounds like some of the meetings have already happened, so that's good.
Yeah.
I think that because the Highway Department is such a large part of the budget, and a lot of those numbers, once questions get asked, we need time to try to find answers. It would be a benefit to get Jeff in sooner than later. So I would recommend that at our next meeting we get Jeff in for his hearing. Does that seem to make sense for you, Ed?
Sure. Yeah.
And how many hearings do you want to have in one, at one meeting?
Are you asking me, Robin?
You are.
I think two would be fine. It depends a little bit on the specifics of the scheduling, which Hilma is involved with.
Okay. Are there any other, like I said, because I have to work with Jeff on some of his numbers, I would like to get him in as soon as possible. So Hilma, if we can get him in for 2 weeks from now, that would be good. Select Board, is there somebody else that you'd like to see right off within 2 weeks? Gloria, any thoughts?
First, I have a question. Does Jeff have any capital requests?
Yes.
No.
I thought he did.
Oh, he did?
I think he does.
My thinking is that Highway is... Highway is pretty complicated. It has the biggest budget. It has the most lines. Maybe we should just do that and then maybe combine things down the road.
That's fine with me.
Like fire, police together because, you know, it's the same night, but Highway just by itself. That's my thought anyway.
Okay. Brian, thoughts?
That's good.
Okay, Hilma, will you see if Jeff is available for 2 weeks from tonight?
Sure.
Thank you. And then maybe that next 2 weeks we can hit police, fire. We probably can sneak in treasurer too at that same time would be my guess. But we can kind of play
it by ear. If we devote most of the meeting to that, I don't see why we couldn't.
Right. I mean, I think some of those, if you're looking at the numbers, I think it would go, would be okay. Okay. What else? What else for tonight, Gloria?
On the budget? Does anybody other than maybe Highway have any capital requests?
Hilma, do you know of any?
I am not aware of any, but I also have not received Jeff's capital requests. No, I haven't heard of any requests, capital requests.
Okay, thanks.
And I could be mistaken, but I thought I saw an email, and it was probably while you were gone, Helma. I'll reach out to them and confirm.
Do we have don't we have a schedule? Do we update that annually and relook at things, and if things need to be bumped out because they're not needed? I mean, we should have a 10-year plan, I would think.
We do.
So where is that and why? I mean, that would be the answer.
Some things come up other than that, though, and I think this was a repair that came up, I thought, but which may not be an issue anymore. Everybody has that capital plan. Helma, can you resend that out to everyone?
I was going to say, and if it's not in Excel, it would be helpful because that way you can, you know, if it's not, you can just correct it and slide it over if it needs to come into the next, you know, supposed to be in 3 years and it really needs to be, it'll only make it two, you can adjust that.
The facilities committee is working on a list of projects, so we may see stuff coming from them, and I'm sure we'll have to prioritize the projects, but I could see some capital expenditures there.
So if they, maybe we should reach out to them and ask them when they will have that prepared and get them on a schedule for a meeting so that they can present that and we can ask them any questions sooner than later so that that is accounted for in the budget for under special projects. Mm-hmm.
Also, I was scanning the worksheet and I don't see the Council of Governments assessment in there. Maybe I'm just not looking at it correctly, but I see the building inspector assessment. Maybe that's something that should be coming shortly because we just approved the budget.
Yeah, well, I don't think that they had sent a budget yet, and if you just approved it, they wouldn't even have the final budget out.
But I don't see a line, you know, like a line for it in our worksheet.
There is like line 62 or 55.
I was going to say 55 on last year's.
I'm missing a sheet. That's why.
Boy, ATM would be good for you, Brian. Yeah, you don't have as many to look at.
I was going to say, yeah. Okay. Line 40, 48 is the last line till 57. So, all right. That explains it.
I am glad we got that straight, and that's perfect.
I downloaded this from Alice's email, so I wonder if there's something going on there.
Yeah.
She started taking lines out already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it saves money.
Ned, what else on the budget for tonight?
I've certainly been aware that there's this thing called the CARES Act, which has been important in thinking about costs of various things in Heath. I'm guessing that unlike last year, the implications of the CARES Act could affect our budgeting, but I haven't really thought exactly how that would happen. But I think we need to be alert to that change.
Good point. What else? Other FinCom members, anything? Gloria, how about you?
No, I'm good for right now.
Brian?
I'm good.
Okay, so I think...
I do have one thing. I always do this to you, Robin. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Would you think it's a good idea to ask the Finance Committee to work on COLAs?
Yes.
We'll,
I think that's
will, a, we'll work on COLAs, yes.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. What else? Anything? Gloria?
Don't ask me anymore, Robin. No, I'm done for right now. Thanks.
Okay, so we will plan for same time 2 weeks from now. We hope that Jeff will be available. We will plan to have Jeff. We'll also be able to just take another look if other numbers come in. We'll start. Hilma will continue to plug in numbers as they arrive and reach out to any departments who haven't supplied information. And what else? We will take a look at FinCom's questions about the whole technologies piece, what we have coming up for expenses, what's been done. Maybe Hilma, you and I can kind of work on that and get that info to make sure Ned's set with that. And if there's any other recommendations from the Finance Committee 2 weeks from now, there'll be plenty of time for you to go over any other things that come up at your meetings. I think that's it. I think that kind of sums it up for now. Hilma, anything that you need from Finance or Select Board in regard to the budget?
Not that I can think of at this point.
Okay, great. Then if nobody else, Ned, are you guys set, or do you have anything else in closing?
I'm set for now. Anything else from other FinCom members?
No, not for me.
Okay.
Great, thank you all. Appreciate it. And we'll plan to meet again in 2 weeks.
Okay, Robin, okay. And we're going to huddle in the midst of your meeting to adjourn, and probably some of us will continue with the Select Board meeting.
So I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Alice, second.
Is there a second?
Sorry. You can have a vote.
Yes, by all means.
Okay. All right.
How do you vote, Will?
To adjourn.
Yes. Jan?
Aye.
Alice?
Aye.
Ned, aye. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay. Before we move on, anything in closing, anything else for Select Board members on the budget? Gloria?
Nothing for me right now. Thank you.
Brian?
I have nothing.
Okay. So did you have anything else, Brian, that you wanted to talk about the Council of Government numbers, budget?
We passed the budget on last Thursday, and I mean, I have the figures, but I think they should come from officially be sent to the select board. We spent a lot of time talking about whether or not, I mean, almost an hour of the meeting was just talking about whether they should hire a public information officer or not, which they budgeted for this year. So that was a little bit disappointing. But one of the issues that Linda brought up was that DLTA application or grant applications were sent out to the towns and that they're due on February 5th, which is coming up real fast, but she said nobody's gonna get it in by then, but that we should get them in as soon as possible. And other than that, I mean, that was the main point I wanted to make, that we would have some time to get that grant application filled out beyond the 5th.
Okay. Okay, thanks. All righty. So the next meeting is not till 7:30, so we've got a half hour. We'll go through some of these other items, knock them off. Building maintenance, salt shed repair update. Anything on that, Brian, for tonight?
I had to do another drawing for the engineer. And he needed some dimensions on the area of damage. So I did that and I sent him a scan. So he's got everything he needs to determine what we need to do to repair that bottom cord of that truss. So as soon as I get it, I'll pass.
Good, thanks for doing that, Brian. Glory, any questions about that? Gloria?
Sorry, I was muted. No, I don't have any questions, but thanks, Brian. I couldn't do that. I appreciate it.
The next item is the doors, and I think we're going to hold on that moving forward with anything on the doors until we really know the extent of the cost on the truss repair. However, I have reached out to John Lively, as I said I would, to get him up here to take a look at the hardware and both of the, to talk about hardware for both of those doors. So just waiting for him to tell me when he's going to be able to come up. And then the only other item we have on building maintenance for tonight is the insulation bids. Brian?
Let me see. Well, we got them in this afternoon, and one of them, let's look it up.
Go ahead, Brian.
I have to reconnect my internet here for my other computer. All right, we got two bids. One was from Shield Insulation from Sherburn, Mass. They did not come up and look at the building, and their bid was $27,000. And then Energia from Holyoke did come up. I went through the building with them. Their bid was $13,900, which is close to the $15,000 that we had estimated, based on the estimate done by that that company that you invited to have a look, building something or other.
Yep.
Anyway, that's in the ballpark. So
yeah, no,
I don't know. We don't have, or Andrea hasn't reviewed all the bids and checked the references and everything yet. So I don't know if we should issue a, or we should award, you know, contingent on, I heard Hilma say something, I think. Otherwise, we'll have to wait till next week to do it.
I don't see why we don't next week. I would think that that's okay.
Okay, all right. That's fine. So we'll wait till Andrea finishes reviewing the bids and checking the references. But anyway, it looks good.
Great. That's wonderful. Gloria, any questions?
No, I like the lower bid. That sounds great.
Yeah. Perfect. Perfect, perfect. Yeah, so if we wait till next week, then we'll know that we're not voting on somebody that isn't going to be able to produce it. So, but
yeah.
That big okay. number so close to what we had before, it's probably a good number. So as long as they're a reputable contractor, we'll be good, which I'm sure they are. Meet all the requirements. Perfect.
Yeah.
Anything else on building maintenance, Gloria? Brian?
No.
Okay, 7:05, we have plenty of time. We're going to keep going right into COVID-19. So last week, I had done up that use, kind of a shot in the dark use of Sawyer Hall and Jacobs Road, and asked everybody to read that over, make any comments. I sent it out, as you can see in the mail, I sent that out as I said I would to the youth committee. I sent it out to town coordinator, building manager, and internet hub manager, coordinator. So everybody had it. I don't know that I got any responses. Gloria, did you have a chance to take a look at the list and make any changes, additions, deletions, anything like that?
No, I did look at the list, and I was kind of hoping we could hear from the other people, but we haven't. So,
I don't have anything. I should say that Tim. I did talk to Tim tonight since we hadn't heard, and he said he didn't respond because he was okay with it. So I think he's set. And town coordinator is actually here. So, Helma, did you have any commentary that you wanted to share?
Not really, other than I think in terms of, like, perhaps mailbox location might or – individual mail pickup might depend on, you know, if there's an office, like, say, Alice's office, if she's working over at Jacobs Road, it might be more convenient, like, if her mail is left over there. But I think that's kind of a to be determined.
Right.
Situation.
Okay. Anything else that you caught your eye or anything? Elma?
No, that was the only thing.
And Gloria, you didn't see anything or come up with any other ideas?
Actually, I kind of did. I think we need to make it pretty clear somewhere. I mean, it is sort of clear, but I don't know how we can make it more clear. That no one's supposed to be in these buildings. I mean, unless they're, I guess that's what we need to decide, unless they're what? It says, you know, Sawyer Hall is closed from 9 to 2. It says Jacobs Road continues to be closed to the public. Do we want to make those a little bit more specific somehow? Or I don't know how exactly what I'm thinking, but it
well,
seems
I think,
like
yeah.
I think we need to work on those, who is closed to and how, and where how you can access these places.
Yes, I think that we need to, good point, add the essential employee piece in there. We have that list, the essential employee list that we reviewed. So, yes, I will work on that. Good catch.
I am making a note, essential employee note. Okay, what else?
That's all I think I really have. Of course, you know, give me another 5 minutes, even though I've already looked at it 14 times, but.
Brian, how about you? Do you have any comments, thoughts?
No, I was going to talk, I mean, we're going to talk about the hotspot issue.
Yeah, we're going to get that. Yep, in a second we are, yep.
Yeah.
Pam, are you still here?
Yes, Pam. I'm
here. Did you see that email that I sent out?
I looked at the list and we looked at it at the Building Use Committee.
Yep.
The one thing I thought about was just sharing with you the protocols that we've developed, like the cleaning chart, and then the I can look at the volunteer sketch. You know, I have a sort of volunteer duties that review all of the things that you have to clean and the keeping track of people coming and going and all that kind of stuff, if that would be helpful.
Yes, please. I know I have them, but will you just make sure I send me the most recent just to make sure there hasn't been any changes that I don't have?
Sure. I'll look at everything I have and send what I think would be helpful to you.
Okay,
you might
thanks.
Have to sort pull some things out that are relevant to you, but not, you know, I mean, some stuff won't apply, but I'll send it all to you and you can have a look.
Okay. Robin, thank you.
Robin, this is Betsy. May I make a comment?
Go ahead, Betsy.
This is very technical, but the terminology essential employee is not extant anymore. So you might come up with a different terminology for it. Permitted employees or something like that.
Okay, thank you. I will work on that.
I have one more thing.
Go ahead.
And I don't know if it's necessary, but on both Sawyer and Jacobs Road, it says meetings with members of the public are encouraged to be conducted over the phone or through an internet-based meeting platform. Do we want to say, like I know Alice was saying, people come to look at her maps. Do we want to say anything about how it is to be conducted if they absolutely positively have to be there?
Yep, I can work on that one. Yep. Yep, making a note.
Thanks for doing this, Robin.
Yeah. Yep. Sure. Anything else? Hilma, anything else that you can think of for just this, these use guidelines?
Not at the moment.
All right. Brian, anything else?
I don't think so. Not on this.
Okay. Gloria?
No.
I'll just send it through to Hilma, please.
Okay.
Great, thank you. So that was that piece. We're still looking to move Alice over, and the only hang up still is the phone. I feel like it's Groundhog Day. I feel like I'm just repeating it. So Tim hasn't been successful getting the phone to work, so Hilma, what's the, Crocker. Crocker, I was having an issue there. Crocker is going to come and show us what we're doing wrong. So that should get taken care of. Okay, indoor hotspot. Hilma, do you want to... We have some emails that we saw about the hotspot. Hilma, do you have an update on where we are with that or what the next step is?
Well, basically the next step is is for you folks to make a definite decision. They're just waiting on, you know, a few folks are going to say yes or no. And, you know, if you decide to go ahead with it, then they're ready to start planning and working on it.
Were you able to get any information about other towns?
I was not. They gave me the name of one town. I had emailed their, the equivalent of town coordinator, and actually did not hear back.
Brian, you had you had some things you wanted to talk about this?
Yeah, I think we should open it for public use on a request basis. There's enough space. I mean, there's enough spaces that are laid out that certainly we could offer it to the public. We have a few people that have requested use of the building, and I mean use of the requested to use the internet indoors, and some of the volunteers are dependent on their ability to use the internet there. So I think we should be a little bit more formal about this and approve the opening of the building for public internet use on a application basis. That way we can regulate how many people and when they might come and where they would be assigned, just as we do with the learning hub, which is kind of tapering off because of the hybrid program at Mohawk.
Okay. I think last week, Gloria, go ahead. Do you want to comment? I know you're concerned about adding more people, but do you have any other comments?
No, I am concerned about adding more people, but Helen's question was, are we going to make a decision about the indoor hotspot to the state? And then was Brian something separate, or do they go hand in hand? I wasn't clear on that.
They go hand in hand. There is no indoor hotspot. I'm not exactly sure what they're going to do anyway, because we already have it, but it does need improvement in some areas of the building. So they certainly could do that. And they may be able to supply some protective equipment. And I guess they would even be able to pay something towards people that were monitoring the use of the facility. But if we don't approve the public access, then they won't approve the hotspot.
We do have a question that I think has been asked. I think we're okay in discussing it, because I think it's been asked many a times. And I was hoping maybe, Helma, you can answer this. I don't know whether you can or not, but this particular offer, we've been talking about it at Jacobs Road. And I think the question has been asked, is this type of an offer available at other locations? And do you have an answer? Could that be something at Community Hall? Do you know the answer to that?
Yes, I do know the answer to that. Basically, the only two locations that are equipped to handle the indoor hotspot that they're offering is either at Jacobs Road or Sawyer Hall. The reason is that the number one requirement has to be located in a building that has the MBI connection. And those are the only two locations in town that have the MBI connection. So okay. Those are two options.
Okay.
And my understanding is this is only for indoor use, not apply to the exterior antenna.
That's correct.
Well, I think that if we can, my personal feelings about this are, if this is being offered, if there isn't a cost to the town of Heath, if there is a way that we can set up the, I think we were talking about the gymnasium, but I might be wrong, but whatever. If we can set up the gym in such a way that we meet all of the regulations that exist, I think that if we can do all that and do it safely and there's no cost that, and there's people who need it, then it makes sense that we go down that road. That's my feeling. And, but I would like to be able to, obviously we can't just open it up overnight. We have to have a policy. We have to have a plan. And I think that if we're going to go through that, if we're going to take that step, we need to come up with that plan or policy, whatever you want to call it. And is that something, Brian, that you might be comfortable working on?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'll have to admit, I don't think I can. I don't have, with all the stuff I'm trying to get, deal with already, I don't know that I could add that to it. So is that something that you could work on and we would be able to look at next Tuesday, or is that not enough time?
That's plenty of time.
And then we can, based on that plan or policy, take a vote on it?
Can you... It's Robin.
Go ahead, Hilma. I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
I guess I and the whatever, MBI or whatever company is doing it would appreciate if you make a decision. It's going to take them a while to, you know, get it on the schedule. And while they're doing that, you folks can then develop the policy.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we should just vote on it now and have them get, because it's going to take them a while to get the equipment and to assess the building. We can always modify this. You know, if there was some kind of health emergency or something, that would just change everything, and we could make that decision as we go along. But I think we need to get this going.
Okay. So I'll allow, let's see, Gloria, comments, thoughts?
I think you already know them.
Okay. Then, Brian, if you're comfortable making a motion, go ahead, I'll accept the motion.
Okay, I make the motion that we open 18 Jacobs Road for public internet access pending the acceptance of a policy.
Gloria, will you
want to add? I mean, we need to say something about accepting the state's offer of an indoor hotspot in that, don't we, somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay, and accepting the offer of the indoor hotspot.
Second.
Further discussion. Gloria, anything?
I'm going to say it again, it's not a good idea. The more contagious variety of the virus is now in the Pioneer Valley. I just think we're asking for trouble. I just have to say that. I'm sorry.
Brian, any further comment?
I think that we are exercising care. We have been all along. We're following protocols that have been adopted by the state. And we are certainly not going to continue anything that would increase a risk. But life goes on and we have to accommodate people's needs at this time, as well as being fearful of the COVID virus, which we all are, but we still have to manage life despite it.
And I would just like, can you read back the motion to me, Helma?
To accept the state offer of installing an indoor hotspot at 18 Jacobs Road and to open an area of the building to public use following a written approved policy.
Okay, and I'm just... I'd also like that to, my feeling is that there is not a cost. I mean, the whole money piece, that there isn't any extraordinary cost that, you know.
Yep.
Brian, would you accept that friendly amendment? Gloria?
Yep. I accept that.
Okay, any further discussion after my comment, Gloria?
No.
Brian?
No.
Okay, all in favor?
Gloria, nay.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. All right, thank you. Let's see, we are getting close to our appointment. Let's see, Indra, anything else COVID-19 related for a couple minutes? Gloria?
Nope.
We have on here, just looked, I'm sorry, protocol for unanticipated persons in town buildings. I think that will be caught under us getting this use guidelines completed.
I agree.
Okay, maybe I need to address. So I'll try to address that too when I'm adding in all the comments that everybody made. Brian, anything else under COVID?
I don't have anything at the moment.
We got a couple minutes. The next item was select board meeting discussion. Continued. I don't really have anything for that for tonight. Did you have anything, Gloria?
No, but are we tonight, when we go through the mail, going to decide what we're going to talk about for our agenda next week?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Brian, anything? Select board meeting, discussion, agenda, protocol?
Okay. I have nothing to add to that tonight.
Okay. I am going to try to clean up the document that I mentioned at the beginning of the meeting, and I'll send that out for approval. I just didn't get to that this week, the public attendance and comment policy, because I'm going to try to be clear with how we're going to handle mail, so that in that policy, so people are clear on that, and try to get that out for review and comment for next week, maybe. Let's see, where are we at now? Ooh, a couple more minutes. So other business, the borrowing for broadband, that's going to come up later. That has to come up after we meet, after we hear a recommendation or not from the Municipal Light Board. We did have a request about the calendar use. I guess we could talk about that real quick, for
for money to be pulled from the Jacobs revolving fund to cover the cost of the calendar to be used by the building use committee. Brian, any comment on that?
I would just make the motion that we approve the expenditure of $120 or up to $120 from the Jacobs Road revolving funds to be used to purchase this calendar software.
Do you want to second that?
Second.
That's okay. Any discussion? Go ahead, Gloria.
We don't have any money in that account.
Yes, we do.
Oh, it's not on the January 17th expense report, so I guess that's the newest one I have.
Oh.
Well,
the deposits probably have not been added in, credited, but we have money in there.
How much do you know? I mean, is it $140?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. At least $1,500. I think more than that.
Where is it from?
Well, Tri-Wire Rentals.
Oh, right. I forgot about those guys. Okay.
Brian, any further comment on that?
No.
Okay. All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. Okay, it's 7:30.
I make a motion that we adjourn the select board meeting for the ML to have an MLB meeting, and then we return to open meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. All right. I'm going to get my glasses. Okay. It is 7:30 p.m., February 2nd, 2021. I call to order the Municipal Light Board meeting for the Town of Heath. This is a virtual meeting. And, okay, here we go. So, identification of callers. Roll call. Myself, Robin Provost Carlson. I'm here. Gloria?
I'm here.
Brian?
Brian, I'm here.
Hilma?
Here.
All right, everybody, here we go. Margaret Freeman?
Here.
Sue Lively? Sue's still here. Gotcha. Ben Novak?
Here.
Betsy's still here.
Here.
Thank you. Doug, thanks, Betsy. Doug Mason? I think Doug's still here. Ned Wolf.
He's still on.
Here.
Pat McGann.
Here.
Bob Gruen.
Here.
Jesse Wiegen.
Yep.
Mary Holland. Mary's still here.
Still
Art
here.
Schwanger. Thanks, Mary. Art Schwanger.
Here.
Pam Porter.
I'm here.
Who else? Sheila, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Sheila.
Hello.
Who else is here? Oh, John Diamond. John Diamond's here.
Here. What time do we have to come back for the regular meeting if we want to skip this part?
I don't know how long it's going to last. Shouldn't be long, hopefully.
Ballpark, like half hour, hour?
Oh, definitely not an hour. Half hour or less.
Okay, thank you.
Who else is here that I missed? Sorry.
Jan?
Yeah. Anybody else? Great, thank you. Review agenda. Any agenda items for tonight? Gloria?
I'm fine with the way it is.
Brian?
I'm good.
Helma, anything?
Nope, I'm good.
Sheila?
I'm sorry. Are we only talking about the question of the budget status and
yeah.
the borrowing need?
Yep.
Then I'm all set.
Art, anything?
Nope, it's fine.
All right, so here we go. We'll go right into it. Review broadband finances and borrowing analysis. Jill, you want to start?
Sure. So I want to start by letting people know that Robin caught an error that I had made, and you have a current, an updated version of both the state grant account log and the town borrowing account log. And I'm hoping you receive those in time to before your meeting started today. with the revision, based on what Robin had found, the state grant account balance is the same as it was to the previous version I sent out to you, which is a balance of $2,189.44. And the town borrowing account now has, before the invoices are that have been approved are paid, it's $553,000. But with all the invoices that have been are in some form of processing, some of them have already been approved and sent on, and some were just approved today and to be sent to Hilma and then on to the accountant. The total after all of the invoices will be paid, that have approved invoices will have been paid. The borrowing account will have $261,873.80 in it. The recommendation to proceed with the borrowing still is present, and it's a request. It's less of a pressure, however, because we've also been understood that it takes between 3 to 4 weeks to get the borrowing done to the point where the money is submitted and deposited into the account for the town. We would like to proceed with that as soon as possible. This is the point at which our broadband bills are coming in pretty intensely at this point. And it's not unexpected that we could have only about 2 weeks of money available in the account, in the borrowing account right now. So we'd like to still proceed with the borrowing and get the MLB to concur and inform the select board.
Okay, Brian, you have a question?
I just saw the recent email from Sheila, so I didn't get a chance to really see what those differences were in the expenditures.
Would you like me to explain what the difference was? Sure. There were two changes from the version that was originally sent out. And they both had to do with two fairly sizable line items that were actually included on both the state grant account and the town borrowing account. And one of them was a tri-wire work, and one was a Westfield gas bill. And this happens occasionally when I don't have a chance to get the accountant's report in time. And sometimes I might have made a suggestion that the accountant would have paid an invoice from one account over the other. And sometimes it doesn't happen. And then I get the accountant's report after the fact. And so I reconcile mine to his or vice versa. And so Dave and I just talk and sort things out. However, in this case, what happened after we had done that, I did not go back and delete the entry from one of the accounts. I had it in two accounts, and it really only needed to be in one of them. So that was my error, but it has been corrected now. And in this case, because Department of Revenue has said we should be using the state grant account first, we're trying to pay that one down, and then the town borrowing then catches everything else that once there's no more state grant money available. So it was just two line items, but they were sizable, and so that's why the amount had been changed at this point.
That was previously 119,793 for Tri-Wire.
Yes.
Is that? And then
that was one of them. Yep.
And Westfield was 101.
Oh gosh. Westfield was 101. You know, Brian, I'm looking at the new version, and I'm trying to remember which one it was.
161,000.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Thank you, Robin. Okay.
All right.
But then there is two differences, like Sheila said, Brian, since now you're looking at it. On the new one that came to us, she's got a handful of other expenses against that borrowing account. So so you'll see that they're highlighted in yellow.
Yeah, the highlighted yellow ones are it's a combination of things that the MLPAC just approved today, to assuming there is money in the account to pay it. And then some of them actually were approved in previous weeks, but had not yet been at least recorded on the accountant's reports yet. So I can't tell you whether the invoices have been paid or not, and I won't know until the accountant report comes out. So I keep them highlighted until I can reconcile this log with what the accountant expense report says. And then I'll, of course, indicate which warrant it was paid from and, you know, finish the documentation. These are ones, everything highlights have been approved by the MLPAC for payment.
Gloria, do you have any questions? Gloria?
Sorry. I appreciate all the work that's gone into spreadsheets, and I appreciate the fact, Robin, that you caught that, which would sort of help make a difference for right now. So it's not quite as urgent, but I do understand the concept of, yeah, we need to borrow as soon as we can so we can continue paying our bills.
I just have a couple questions just so I can make sure. So can you just remind me the Tri-Wire contract amount roughly?
$734,000. That's for just Tri-Wire's work. It's not, and that's not the drops. That's just the
right.
Installation they're doing, correct?
Yep. And so in the new one that you sent, Sheila, we've got that 89,625 for Tri-Wire, right? Yeah. Weeks 10 through 13. So that brings us through into January? Where does that bring us?
Let's see.
Roughly?
Yeah, I think it's certainly through December anyway. I'll have to go to their report and double check that.
I can't remember. I couldn't remember when they started. So they've billed, it's like 15 weeks. So what?
It started in September.
Yeah, so September, October, November, December. Okay. All right.
And then the Westfield gas and electric bills are going to be coming in significantly as well, not just the Tri-Wire. And then once FSA 2 drops start, then the invoices for the drop service contract will be coming in as well. And that's the contract that's for $695,000, although we think it's probably not going to need quite that much. We won't really know until all of the drops are in. We haven't finished paying for Westfield engineering and design, so those keep continuing. And police detail is continuing to happen, and those are just the larger ones at this point.
Okay. Yeah. And what is the next money that would come into the state grant account? Anything?
Well, we have received all of the income that we're expecting at the moment with until we get to a point where the state knows how many drops we have, and then we are eligible. There's a line in our overall planning, there's a state assistance toward drops. It is up to $500 for 70% of the total drops.
Yeah,
we don't know what the total number of drops will be. So until FSA 4 is fully built and until the state certifies all of that, then we won't get any money from that. And then in addition to that, I mean, we have it in our overall planning that could be up to $180,000. Then after that, the next, that would be coming to the state grant account. And then in addition to the state has withheld a certain amount of retainage. And so there's something along the lines of about $20,000 coming that would also be a grant account because it's part of that whole state revenue. So the moment, that's all I know. I don't think that the CAF-2 money is a federal funds. That's probably not going to go to state grant. I'll have to work with Dave to figure out before that gets here when that would start to come. But that's the payments that are for approximately. Well, we think that the first one's could be $100,000, but we might not see that for about 2 years.
Okay. Thanks. Gloria, any questions?
Yeah, and at some point, probably in the not too distant future, do we expect to be getting revenue from people paying their bill for their broadband?
Yes, actually. Now, because Heath is a member of the Wired West Collaborative, the billing would be going through Wired West, and at the end of a year, Wired West would be doing the revenue sharing with the Wired West member towns. And that, it doesn't come directly to Heath from subscribers. It goes through Wired West, and you may remember in a previous time that I did provide you a cash flow that sort of demonstrated.
I remember that. I have that.
Might get, yeah. So because with the fiber service area that's going to be lit up first is one of our smaller ones, we'll start to see revenue probably sometime. We won't see it ourselves, but as of April sometime for the March invoices that will go to subscribers. And then also in this current fiscal year, the second FSA to be lit up will also go live. So we'll be able to start seeing some revenue. So the first payment from Wired West will be for anywhere from 2 to 3 of the FSAs, and then we fully won't see our full amount of revenue from Wired West until probably the following year. And we really don't know exactly what that's going to be because we don't know how many drops it's going to be. And then the revenue also would be different depending on what level of service customers are selecting and whether they choose the telephone service as well. So we have some projections about that, but it's honestly guesswork until we really can get the subscriptions in.
So we do or do not have to wait until FSA 4 is completely finished a year from then from Wired West, or do they give us a year from each FSA, or how does that 1 year work?
Well, we start accumulating income in the Wired West accounts for Heath as soon as customers are paying bills.
Right.
And it just that Wired West pays us on their time frame, and so I believe it's at the end of, I think they are still the same fiscal year that all the municipalities are. So at the end of the fiscal, at the close of a fiscal year, we would be getting payment from Wired West. I believe
Okay, thanks.
That's how it's going to work. Art, do you know otherwise?
Yes. Well, not otherwise. That's correct. They work on a July 1st to June 30th fiscal year. And the calculation of the excess revenue for all the towns will take place sometime in the first 2 weeks of July every year. And we'll get a check sometime by the end of July. And they're already working on that for this year. So I think that's going to be pretty regular. So mid July to end of July, you'll see the payment.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Do you have other things, Gloria, for right now?
No, I don't.
Brian?
I don't think so. Shouldn't we have something from the accountant, though? I mean, a report on this?
So the way I kind of see this happening right now is I think that since we're in the municipal light board meeting, the municipal light board would be accepting or not the recommendation from the municipal light plant manager. And then we would, if we accept this recommendation, we would be sending that to the, well, either way, we'd be sending that to the select board. I think the select board would then be responsible if the select board is concerned or needs to know anything from the town's financial team that would come up in the select board piece. That's just the way I see it happening. And that's only because I'm thinking about what will happen in the future when the municipal light board is a separate entity. I mean, really, the municipal light board would be relying on the municipal light plant manager to provide information, recommendation, and then act on that, send it to the select board, and then the select board would ask any questions and then act on that recommendation. Does that make sense? Or I'm putting that out there for discussion right now.
Yeah, I guess that the details like that don't, I mean, there's nothing really major out of whack as far as I can tell. So
right. The
issue of the next round of borrowing is on the table, and the accounting part can be reconciled separately from pursuing that borrowing.
Correct. Gloria, any thoughts on that?
No, I just wanted to also point out that on the state grant spreadsheet, the far left column is the warrant number. So if there's any question, you can look up the warrant and see that it was paid from that warrant number.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right, and I enter the warrant number when I get the accountant's expense report every month. Mm-hmm. And that's when I go through and reconcile my log to the accountant's report. And I think it's also important to know that there's about a month lag between when an invoice comes in and is approved and is actually recorded on the printout that I get from the accountant. So there's a time period that that where invoices can sometimes be hanging out here for a while. I mean, that's partly why on the town borrowing account, there's so many things in yellow, because I haven't been able to determine, I haven't seen the accountant's expense report to see anything from warrant 13. I don't know what else has been paid subsequent to warrant 13. But as soon as I get that from the accountant, then I'll be able to, you know, update this and take the highlights off and just keep tracking the things that are not yet paid. There's also three invoices that we received from the sheriff's office that Hilma found that she caught the fact that they had written them to TriWire, and we've asked them to submit those payable to Town of Heath. So until those three corrected invoices come in, there are three Franklin County Sheriff's Office details that we have to pay, but we just are waiting for them to give us a proper invoice. So I guess I'm saying that because I want you to know that I'm working with Hilma and with the accountant on a regular basis to make sure that we've got things done appropriately here.
Sheila, can we, it doesn't have to happen for tonight, but now that you have all of these new numbers, can we get an overall update as to just where we are kind of, one of those forms that you've sent out before, one of those updates that had the numbers, how much we've paid like towards TriWire. I mean, I've been able to add it up from this, and then how much we still have to pay roughly, you know, that the number for the drops is $695. I know it's not exact. It might be less than that. But can sure. we kind of maybe for the municipal light board meeting, the next one, have just that overview as to where we actually stand on the whole project and sure, where the money's coming from?
I'll try to do that for Thursday, Robin, if
okay.
possible. Okay.
I just, you know, as I start hearing some of these big numbers, I just want to... I just want to make
yeah.
sure that where that money's all coming from.
No, I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah, there's some big numbers hanging out there still.
Yeah, there's some big numbers. I mean, this is a $4 million project.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, any other questions in regards to making the recommendation that's in front of us to initiate the next the final borrowing? Gloria, anything else on that?
No, but I have no more questions.
Brian, any other questions on that?
The discussion that Ned sent to us about the borrowing, that would be something we take up back in the select board meeting? Or do we talk about that now? I think we take it up in the select board meeting.
Meaning what?
Oh, just that he would... that whether or not it made sense to borrow, you know, half of what the balance is versus borrowing it all, and what the cost of that might be, you know, and that there's a fee that the bank charges for the transit for the loan anyway, and you'd pay that twice basically.
So I think that we should probably start that conversation now, because we would need to know with Sheila part of the conversation if only borrowing part of it is even would work for what we're going to have for invoices. So Ned, are you still with us?
Yes.
I'm still here, yes.
You want to comment?
The estimate that Brianna Sussel of Unibank gave us for the interest that Heath would have to pay this coming September for a short-term note that was the full $450,000 remaining that's been authorized by the town vote. Estimated interest would be about $1,500 if it was done all at once. And there would be, as Brian mentioned, a fee of $550. If there were an effort to split it up in some way so that some of the borrowing occurred in fiscal 22 instead of this year, there would perhaps be a reduction in interest. I think there would be. You'd be paying the interest, say, on $225,000 plus the interest on $225,000 borrowed several months later. But the total would come pretty close to $1,500. And there are definitely benefits to having one note. There are insurance fees and whatnot, and having a new note for $450,000 coupled with the existing note for $1 million, both maturing this coming September, is according to Brianne, it says that there are advantages to having fewer notes.
Sheila, does it even make sense for what we have to pay and when we have to pay it? Can we break it into two?
I can't tell you how when the bills are going to be coming in. I'm kind of been watching, and it looks to me like we've had at least $100,000 a week for past few weeks, and it just feels like it's coming in faster than we've ever seen before. But it makes sense at this point in the construction project. So, if we only did, I could imagine that we'd have to go for the other half within a month. But I don't really know. I mean, I'm just guessing because I just don't know what invoices we're going to get. Here we have Tri-Wire hasn't been able to work for the past 2 days, so that will be, they may not give us a bill for weeks 14 through 17 until who knows when. We just don't know.
And I would jump in and say that when I raised that possibility with Brianne, it was in the middle of January, and I wasn't aware at that time of some of the invoices that have come in since then. She wasn't either.
This is Art. Perhaps you said it, Ned. I'm not sure I heard it, but breaking it into two loans or more, each time there is a loan, there's a separate and equivalent charge from Unibank to provide the service of finding the money wherever it is and processing it. So there's that additional cost as well. Perhaps you were intimating that when you said the $1,500 would be the cost or something. Another consideration, though.
That's correct, yes. Their fee is the same no matter what the amount being borrowed is.
I was going to say it doesn't seem like there's a significant advantage to breaking this into two. Mm-hmm. Two borrowings. The interest rates are relatively low right now. And as Sheila mentioned, the construction's moving fairly quickly. So we're going to owe this money shortly. And the drop thing is a whole different pot of money. So we're basically talking about the finishing out Tri-Wire's work here.
That's right.
So anyway, I would support that we recommend borrowing the entire amount at this time, the $450,000.
Okay. Gloria, do you have any comment?
I totally agree with what Brian just said.
Somebody want to make a motion?
I move that we recommend to the select board to borrow the additional, the remainder $450,000 towards the broadband project.
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Ryan, aye.
Robin, aye. Okay.
Thank you.
That is
Thank
it.
Thank you for all your hard work, and Ned, and everybody, and Art, and everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And well, I guess we'll see everybody.
We'll see you Thursday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Anything else in the Municipal Light Board meeting? Gloria?
Nope.
Brian?
No.
I make a motion to adjourn and to rejoin the Select Board meeting.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. All right. Hang tight. I'm glad we don't do this on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah, no, me too.
Because it's...
But I am glad that we had the opportunity to get this moving since it does take so many weeks.
Yes. So we are their business in the Select Board meeting. And the first item was borrowing for broadband construction. So since we just had that discussion, let's go right into that. So the Select Board has received a recommendation from the Municipal Light Board to proceed with borrowing of the remaining amount of $450,000. So any discussion? Well, so, and then we can open up the discussion.
I move that the Select Board borrow the remaining $450,000 for the broadband construction.
Second.
And we'll open it up for discussion. Discussion on that, Gloria?
Nope.
Brian?
I don't have any. Yeah, other than to say that the accountant really needs to get those accounts reconciled so we can see where we are.
Helma, do you have any update? Or anything from the SOG. I know Helma's been trying to push a little bit and touch base with Dave as well. Helma, do you have anything you want to share?
Well, Dave had, let me see, in terms of the broadband borrowing, Dave had the same number, the same figure as what Sheila gave us tonight. He has a slightly different number for the grant account. So I don't know where the differences lie.
We need to fix it.
Yeah, is it a big difference where, you know, we...
I think he shows the grant account at, gosh, like... negative $35 or something.
Okay, well, a negative means, I mean, they can work on figuring where that is, but I don't think that changes. That just pushes more of the need to go into the borrowing. So if they're good in the other account, that's good news, I think, mm-hmm. from my point of view. All right, any other discussion on the motion that's on the table, Gloria?
Nope.
Brian?
No.
All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. So, Hilma, will you be in touch with Melanie?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. All right. Thank you all. Okay. So, hold on. I got to start checking some things here. The next item on other business is the CPHS contract. I think we need to, has everybody had a chance to review that?
Yes. Yep.
Thanks. Brian?
I missed that. What is, I didn't hear you. What's the question?
Give him a run. Thelma?
Well, that was sent out last week, I believe, or 2 weeks
yep.
ago. The community public health. It's a 3-year contract. It's basically allowing them to provide the same types of services that they've been providing for us right along. And I'm sure until they know what towns are have signed contracts and are agreeing to it, they won't be able to finalize like the budgetary assessments for each town. And this is something that needs approval both by the select board and the Board of Health. I believe it's on the Board of Health's agenda for their meeting tomorrow to review and discuss. I think the Board of Health would agree that they provide, really valuable services for the town.
Okay, Betsy, do you want to comment on that? Or do you want to wait till after your meeting?
Well, I would have to second what Hilma said. I can't imagine in my wildest dreams that anybody's going to be against it. We get extraordinary service from our regional health agent, Randy Crozier, and I think it would be, it's absolutely incredibly well spent money. But that's my personal opinion, and you'll get a final review tomorrow. As for the budget, which is separate and distinct from this, I think I reported a few weeks ago that it is more than likely to go up by 20% this year, which could be as much as approximately $1,000. But we'll know in the next couple of weeks.
Great. Thanks, Betsy. Brian, do you want to take a look at that and read it yourself and wait for Board of Health, or are you comfortable moving forward?
I'm comfortable with it.
Okay. So Gloria, or someone motion? Gloria motion?
I move that we accept the Community Public Health Consortium contract for 3 years. The Community Public Health Consortium 3-year contract.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. Thank you. Okay, and DLTA.
Robin, do you want me to talk about that?
Was that you, Betsy?
Yes.
Sorry. Yeah, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Okay. Again, the Board of Health hasn't met on this, but as I haven't looked at the memo that I wrote to you in a couple of weeks, but the bottom line is that the emergency dispensing site, which you all know is the five towns under the EDS, of which Sheila is the leader. Each one of our towns has been asked to please ask for DLTA money this year so that we can get funding. I don't remember, I haven't looked at the memo, if it's from FEMA or from the state that would give us money towards the EDS. So we would ask, please, it's money from the DLTA that would go towards underwriting the EDS for distributing COVID vaccine. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't ask for other things as well, but we would ask that you please ask for this.
Thanks, Betsy.
Is Gloria. There a budget number?
No.
A number?
No. It's just, you just request it on your, as one of your priority items. I don't know if you're allowed to ask for three different things, if there's a limit. I don't remember. Hilma may know.
Yeah, do you want, Robin, do you want me to?
Yep, go ahead, Hilma.
Okay. There's like a long list of possible options that municipalities can indicate that they would be interested in, like FERCOG pursuing funding for. Yes, one of, like Betsy just said, one of them is all around like COVID vaccination and funding for the EDS and all that, which FERCOG has asked, you know, if all towns would please at least respond, they were interested in that so that they could seek needed funding. What they like is for the town to like check which particular areas that they have interest in. And then on the last page, they ask the town to their three top priority subjects. I don't know how you, I mean, I read through the whole thing. I picked out four possibilities for Heath. I don't know if you want me to go through them, the four I picked out, or how you'd like to proceed from here. This
I
is the dark.
Three.
What, Gloria?
Wait, two. I said what? I picked out three because that's what we had this. We've done this before. You pick your first, second, and third choice.
Yep.
Yeah. I went through the list, I don't know, whenever we got this originally. So we can compare notes if you want, Hilma.
Okay.
Or Robin, if you would like us to.
Gloria, what do you have?
I have the vaccine clinics, number one. Yep. Electrical vehicle charging stations, number two. And river corridor management, number three.
Oh.
The hum makes it sound like Hilma has other ones.
Yes, I do. Okay, so yeah, I put the vaccination one as number one. My second one was the information technology services sharing. And the reason I put that is that's something that they had started last year. And so it's something that like has already been started that Heath was a part of. And I'd like to see it pursued to see if there is a way to do like group IT work that would in essence be cheaper for us than phone. And then the third one that I had picked out was the age and dementia-friendly community planning, just because we have such a high level of a retirement population.
On that third one, don't you have to have like sidewalks and different like stores and stuff? I mean, I was going to pick that one, but I didn't because I didn't think we met the criteria.
It doesn't say that. I mean, unless there's criteria
that
it mentioned. It just says conduct an age and dementia-friendly community planning process, including application to the AARP network, development of an assessment and an action plan for the town. And I don't know, maybe it's something that wouldn't really relate to Heath.
I don't know where I got that thought that maybe I read it somewhere else too. I don't know. But yeah. Well, I think we have some good plans.
Well, I had the vaccination as number one, and I did have the information tech, that one,
same one as HOMA did. For that reason, I remembered they started the sharing. We started having those conversations, and I thought that it would be of help. And then the third one, I just kind of left, wait to hear what other people had, because those are the two most important for me, the vaccination and the tech services. So the deadline for this, is this the one that's going to be extended, or?
Yeah, it originally was supposed to be on the 5th, but Linda said she knows nobody's going to get it in then, but she said try to get it in as soon as you can.
But all you have, Kilma, do we just have to list our top three?
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, maybe we could make our decision tonight and just, get it finished, but.
Well, I think we've all agreed, as long as Brian's good with it, vaccination's number one.
Yep, yeah, and I'm good with IT being number two.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that as well.
I would like to have to see if we could get, electrical vehicle charging station, but.
Well, I would agree with Hilma that age and dementia might be more important given the average age in our town. We don't have a whole lot of programs to deal with aging in this town, so that might be something worth looking at.
Wasn't there another opportunity? Go ahead.
On the whole form, like you send in the whole form and you can check more than three on the form, but then you just designate what your top three priorities are. So we can certainly designate like all of them that have been mentioned.
And put our top three that's a good idea, because I think the top three is the most important, and the rest probably just give them information for the future.
Okay.
Correct.
I'm fine with that. Pardon me, Hilma, what?
What was your other one?
Oh, river corridor management. I just threw that in because
Okay.
I mean, that's not a bad one. We are eligible, so it's not my top priority. I mean, I don't mean to sound anti-conservation, but it's not my top priority.
The Crowning Shields Preserve there on West Branch Road, the part of what they did there was riverbed management. Where they tried to slow down the flow, so when you got a heavy rain event, it didn't just blow through the bank. That it went into, it's more controlled and slowed the speed of the water anyway. But it blew it out anyway. It didn't work, so they're gonna have to go back to the drawing board.
Oh, bad.
Yeah.
So, how much? What's our list look like?
Okay, so the COVID vaccination, number one. Number two, the IT shared services. And what's the consensus of number three? Would that be the age and dementia friendly or something else?
I would go for that.
Gloria?
Yes, that's me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Like we got. Yep. Um, small bridge project is on other business, just because I wanted to give you a brief update that Jeff has worked his way through all of the proposals that had been received for the engineering portion, and he's landed on, oh my goodness, Helma, please help me, what's the name of the company?
VHB.
Thank
engineering.
You. Thank you. And he'll be coming to the select board with a report. Actually, if he's going to come in for his budget hearing in 2 weeks, he'll probably give us all an update of where we stand on the small bridge project. I just wanted you to know that that is kind of just moving along in the background. He's getting everything lined up to come to the select board. So I'm sure you were probably really wondering where that stood. So I wanted to give you an update that he's been working very diligently on that.
I'm sure he has. It's been a long time. He's done a lot of work.
It's a lot, and it was a lot to go through all of the proposals and that everything was apples to apples. It was crazy all over there. We had 5 different companies that he was going through, and it's just a lot. It was a lot of information, so it took him quite a bit of time, which is fine. It's good. It's good to go through that process. So, Green Communities update. We've talked about the insulation bid. We're going to wait and get that next week. Anything else on Green Communities, Brian, for tonight?
Not for tonight.
Okay. Gloria, any questions?
Nope.
And then the only other item on other business is Board of Health email. That was an email that came that we had on the list for, it was one of the ones that the select board wanted to discuss from 2 weeks ago. And I think, Brian, did you want to talk about that at all? That was just about use of buildings, that email. I think you were the one who flagged that you wanted to keep that on for this week. Is there any conversation you wanted to have about that?
I'm just looking through. Well, are you talking about the one in the building use? Is we did not ask for.
We had flagged one of the when we were 2 weeks ago going through emails, there were a bunch of them that we put on the agenda for last week to discuss that we wanted to be able to have an open discussion about, but you know, amongst ourselves, and then send a reply back. And I had suggested that part of the reply that would be going back would be the building use protocols or procedures that when we get them complete, we'll be sending those to the Board of Health for their knowledge. And I think, and I may have misunderstood, but I think you said that you wanted to keep it on for this week too to have a further discussion. I do want to preface it by saying that I know that we have additional emails that have come in that are in our packets that I've asked to have set aside with some concerns that have come from different individuals in town in regards to the inspections that we talked about last week. I think this was part of this as well. So if you flag that for that conversation, I think that that's a bigger conversation. I'm not sure why you flagged it to want to talk about it tonight.
Because I wasn't, weren't we going to talk about it last week? And I didn't really have a chance
to read it.
Review it.
Yeah.
We didn't ask for this. For one thing, this was an unsolicited opinion. You know, I do not agree with the statements that are made in there.
Oh, the response to using, oh, okay, I see. The fact that we received a recommendation or response from the Board of Health, you feel it was not actually being requested?
We did not request this, that I remember.
Okay.
And, you know, I disagree. I mean, I don't think these points are, these are opinions that, I don't think there's a basis, in fact, for a lot of them. Such as, number one, moving employees from Sawyer Hall to 18 Jacobs Road does not solve the problem of congestion, nor provide increased safety for employees and others. The plan might solve one problem and create another. That is a zero-sum game. I think that's just, there's no basis for that. In fact, Sawyer Hall, which I said last week, I mean, 18 Jacobs Road, has much more space to spread out and has multiple ways in and out. It's monitored. It has a intercom with a camera and a electronic lock. And, you know, the spaces are bigger. I mean, I just don't think that there's any merit to that statement. And number two, the congestion is being caused by behaviors, not the physical space. This is a management problem, not a venue problem. The failure of individuals to follow the rules will not be improved by changing the venue. Changing the space where employees work will not solve the problem. In fact, in some ways, 18 Jacobs Road is less advantageous space as there are multiple uses of the building which add to the congestion and cross-contamination and potential exposure for our employees. Well, there are very few people in that building. There's very many spaces they can go, and there are great distances between people. And in terms of the management problem, I'm assuming that the reference is to people who don't follow the rules when they come into Sawyer Hall, but we don't have any way of really policing them. In 18 Jacobs Road, there are monitors. And there can be increased monitoring too if there's increased usage. And number three, well, anyway, I don't see the value of this. This is an opinion.
Are you wanting to respond to it or just to have this conversation?
Well, I don't think, if this is where we're going with, I don't feel that, I feel like this is biased. This is a basically Save Heath Center point of view. And it's infecting the objective evaluation of this issue. And as I said, we did not ask for this.
Do you have any thoughts, Gloria?
I do. We don't ask for any of the emails that we receive, or almost any of them, but we do read them, and I personally think about them and take them into consideration. I'm not sure if the email you're referring to is maybe an opinion, but I think your response is also an opinion, Brian. And I welcome anybody's comments so that I can look at them and think about them and make up my own mind.
I guess I have to think about this a little bit. I think that I think I agree. I think I see both sides. I think that I can understand. I agree. Opinions, we welcome. We ask people to provide you know, opinions, and then we use those opinions. Sometimes we ask for recommendations, and we use those recommendations to guide us or to help guide us to some of the decisions or all the decisions that we make. Each one of us has to decide on our own, you know, what our final opinions are, and then we vote and we move on. I think, and I want to make sure that I'll say this out, and I'm going to reserve the right to continue the conversation and the thought process. I think sometimes what is concerning to me, and maybe this is a statement in general, is I want to make sure, for me it's important to know that the recommendations or opinions or the comments, when they're coming from an official board, I want to make sure that, I think that that's a little different. I'm not sure what I want to make sure, but I think that that's a different scenario than just a general opinion from the public. I think that boards and committees, we have an expectation that they, just like people have of us, try to keep your personal opinions out of it as much as possible and make decisions that each one of us feel is best. I think there is a little bit of a difference. So I think I agree with what you're saying, Gloria, that we, you know, we get all these emails and letters and opinions, and I see where you're coming from. I also see Brian's point of when you get something that comes from a board like the Board of Health, you look at that as a more of an official document, and you want to make sure that those, or I do, I want to make sure that those documents are working and part of, you know, the whole process. I think that I just look at those a little differently.
I did that well. Everyone has opinions, and as an acting board, you have opinions, and that's, you know, that's fine. It's that you have to have some kind of evidence to support your argument, and I don't see the evidence to support these arguments. I provided the evidence saying that the building at 18 Jacobs Road is safer for a number of reasons, and I don't see that you know, that any kind of similar evidence in these statements.
Right, so I think that's what I was, you know, trying.
Yeah, to. Not opinion, because everybody has opinions, and that's how you make decisions. But you do have to have evidence for what you say. And if you're representing a board, then you should be able to cite the evidence.
Robin, ma'am. Robin, come in.
Not right now, thanks. Hold on, please. We're going to continue conversation. Brian, do you feel that you want to, that the select board wants to, are you requesting that the select board make a response to this email?
I think we should.
There's
another issue. One other issue, I didn't get through the whole thing, and I'm not going to go through the. But
okay.
The suggestion that of Randy Crozier, citing Randy Crozier, where he's suggesting employees aren't following the established guidelines instituted for their safety. Well, that's just not true. It's not employees. It's people that are visiting the buildings that are the problem, not the employees. I don't know of any instance that can be cited where an employee did not follow the guidelines.
So I guess my recommendation, or my, I'm putting out there for discussion, is if Brian, if you want to be making a response, do you want to come up with that response, and then since there has been some discussion, I guess if you want to come up with that response, then the select board can review it and we can send it if we're good with it.
Okay, sure.
That makes sense. Is that good with you, Gloria?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Other business, anything else? We haven't done mail and all that, but anything else on other business? Gloria?
Nope.
Brian?
Nope.
Thelma?
Yes, if you're going to take a vote to support the grant application to explore regionalization.
Yep, thank you. So we need a motion to approve the grant application for the regionalization that was completed by Bob and everybody, Budge and Ken and whoever finished it up.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I was going to say that this vote should be sent along to Dussie just to verify that we did in fact approve this application. So we might want to, even if the minutes aren't completed, at least send the excerpt or finish the excerpt of this fairly quickly and send it in.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Yeah, this was because normally the superintendent of the school district would sign an application like this or the chair of the select board. But since I was the only one that was available to do this, I signed it. So they just wanted verification that that was the official position of the entire board, or at least the majority of the board.
Further discussion? All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye.
Anything else under other business, Thelma?
No, that's all we had.
Okay. Okay, so we are to our mail and email. We have two parts. And I'll start by saying that in some of these parts, there are some emails that I mentioned before that are some concerns and or complaints. And Thelma, did you send those out separately to the full board?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So you guys saw that packet? Did everybody see that, Gloria?
Yes, I did.
Brian?
I did.
So I'd like to be able to focus on those first because they're also kind of repeated within the parts, if you don't mind, part one and part two. So those emails have a common theme of a concern and or complaint that I feel, my feeling is that select board should be reaching out to the Board of Health with the concerns, the generalized concerns or complaints so that they can respond to that. I think that we had this conversation back some time ago when we met with the Board of Health. We agreed that if the select board was in receipt of any type of concerns, questions, complaints, that we would provide, you know, we would reach out to them and let them know what we had and ask them to respond. So that is my, that's my recommendation, and I'm opening that up for discussion. Gloria?
You're going to send these emails to the Board of Health? Is that what you said?
I think that the proper way to do it would be to generalize the nature, since they all are about the same thing. We might as well, I think we should generalize the nature of it and send it in a letter. And I'm happy to put that letter together and have it be reviewed by the full select board before it goes out.
I think it's a good idea.
Brian, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. So I'll do that with Hilma and have that for your review. I'll have her send that to you so you guys can start looking at it.
Thank you.
All right. So that will eliminate any further discussion on those for tonight in the part one and the part two, if you guys are okay with that.
I'm good with it.
I think that's how we agreed to do anything when they came to any type of concerns or complaints about other entities.
Yeah, and no, I think it makes really good sense.
Yep. Okay. So part one. Part one, and a lot of these we've gone over. So part one, the first emails, so I'll go through the part one. You can just tell me if we want to add any for next week for continued discussion. First one, the email that I sent out to the Building Use Committee, Town Coordinator, Learning Hub Coordinator, and Building Maintenance Coordinator in regard to the building use policy. We've talked about that. Email from a resident in regards to the hotspot, and also some questions about broadband funding and monies for broadband drops. We have a response to a public comment from a select board member. We have questions about the hotspot, new hotspot from a resident. I think we've talked about that tonight. We have a letter that was mentioned in public comment tonight from a resident with concerns and questions requesting RFP for lease and rental. And then we're going to hop over. Another resident general comments, some concerns. We have an update in regards to the check we received for scrap metal revenue, $623.17. We have the report, again, Franklin County Solid Waste Management District, staff reports for you to review, updates. And also note in there that they were in receipt of a grant for OSHA compliance training for transfer station attendants. So more to come on that. And then just some emails in back and forth between financial team and municipal life plan manager in regards to the broadband accounts. So any items from part one that you'd like to have on the agenda for next week, Gloria?
No.
Brian?
No, we'll wait for your letter about the complaints.
Yep.
I think that
okay,
should cover it.
Okay, part two. That starts with Ned's email to us, bringing us up to speed on the broadband conference call. We've talked about that. Email from Municipal Light Plan Manager, just checking in with us to see what questions we were going to have for tonight for the meeting, which we've gone over. We have the Municipal Light Plan Manager's January report for review for our knowledge. And we have the upcoming Municipal Light Board meeting this week on Thursday. A follow-up letter from, Budge in Department of Education, update on the regionalization grant follow-up. email from Board of Health Chair Betsy regards to funding for the Three Ledge Road invoice that they're going to be discussing at their meeting this week, and they'll be getting back to us on that. Resident questions about select board, for the select board about building use. A handful of communications from a resident, different concerns, building use, increased taxes, licensing fees. Then we have three emails supporting the opening of an adult Wi-Fi hotspot. We have the update from the superintendent, the Mohawk Trail Regional School Weekly Update. We have the Principal Hollamont Principal Update, the weekly newsletter, and just a general update on the Learning Hub closing when there's no school and no internet learning. So anything on part two that you would like to have on the agenda next week, Gloria?
I would like email regarding from Jesse regarding his individual constitutional rights.
There's a number, there are a number of the of emails that he sent. And I know that Hilma sent out a response to one from another resident that I believe the same response could be sent to him for at least one of the, it had to do with the sale of, or the had to do with the 18 Jacobs Road, the vote on that.
Oh yeah, yep. Okay. I'm fine with that. Gloria?
Yep.
Okay. Are there other ones in part two, Brian, that you would like to see as on the agenda?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So at least, so if we can have the constitutional rights one on the agenda, it looks like that's what we need for next week. All right. Let's see. That's mail, email, town coordinator report. Do you have a report, Elma?
Well, just briefly, and I apologize that I did not get it written and to you. A lot of what I've done has already been covered tonight in terms of communications with the accountant and the treasurer, also trying to work out the phone situation and being in contact with a Crocker technician and working with Tim. That's, you know, continuing. I've also been talking with or communicating with our technicians at Northeast IT. Just in terms of your request to find out about getting like town emails for the three select board members. And we're going to be having a three-way telephone conference tomorrow to talk about that, to also look at what email addresses they transferred over. And are there some, which I think there are, that are really obsolete? So which ones can be eliminated? So I'm going to be working on that with them tomorrow.
Great, thank you.
Yeah.
That's great. Gloria, any questions for Hilma?
No, thanks, Hilma. How are you feeling?
Pretty good. Making progress.
Yeah.
Not ready to go out dancing yet, but.
Oh well. There's no place open anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I know.
Brian, you have anything for Hilma?
I don't at the moment.
All right. Hilma, anything in closing?
No. Just what would you like to do next week?
So agenda for next week, hopefully we'll wrap up the youth policy so we can get those out. We should be getting some information, hopefully more information back on indoor hotspot. That should definitely stay on there. All the building maintenance should stay on so we get those things accomplished. We've got two, because the insulation bids, hopefully we'll have those. What else? What else, team? Gloria, what else?
I don't know. Can't really think of anything else unless something comes up, but we covered a lot tonight.
We did. Brian, anything you can think of?
No, I don't think so. I have my homework.
Oh, right. One of your so the internet hotspot will be the indoor internet hotspot. We'll be looking at that policy or procedure or whatever.
Yeah.
We'll be.
Yeah.
Okay.
For review.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure other things will come up, and we'll can catch it when we put the agenda together before the end of the week.
Do you folks want to start discussing like possible dedications for the town report?
Sure. Yeah, whatever we can get asked on and get done so we're not backed up to the get against the wall, that'd be great.
When's the deadline for that to be submitted? I mean, for people, departments to submit their blurbs for that.
I don't know. I haven't sent out the memos yet. That's on my to-do list that I hope to get done this week.
Okay.
I thought about I would aim for mid-March.
Okay. Thanks.
Anything else? If not,
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
And all in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye.
Rev, aye. Thank you all.
Good night.
Good night.